Now, within the next hour, the High Court will deliver a judgment on whether junior ministers can attend cabinet meetings. The case has been taken by two opposition TDs, Sinn Féin's Pa Daly and People Before Profit Solidarity TD Paul Murphy. They argued that the Constitution doesn't permit anyone except ministers to attend government meetings. Our political coverage editor Joe McGrailey has been following the case. Joe, this isn't the first government to contain a super junior or two. So how did the case come about?
Yes, Rachel, there's been super juniors on the go since 1994. The Rainbow Coalition, Pat Rabbit was, I think, the first minister who attended cabinet who was called a super junior. And of course, the chief whip has been attending cabinet. They are a minister of state as well for longer than that. But essentially, this all centres on Article 28 of the Constitution, which says specifically that the government shall consist of not less than seven and not more than 15 ministers, and confidentiality of discussions at meetings of government shall be respected in all circumstances. So what the opposition have argued here in the form of Pa Daly and separately Paul Murphy is that that article is being violated because of the presence of four super junior ministers in the current government. There are four in the current government: the Chief Whip, Mary Butler, Noel Grealish, Sean Canny and Emer Higgins. And what Pa Daly is saying, that essentially, as the that Article 28 says, it's 15 ministers at the most, and there is confidentiality around their discussions, and of course that is not respected by having the junior ministers there, he says. And Paul Murphy is taking a similar case, and he actually sought a High Court injunction stopping super junior ministers from attending government meetings. So they were in the High Court in July for a couple of days. The High Court at the time reserved its judgment, and it's due to give its judgment this afternoon around about 2 o'clock in the two cases.
People will recall that this government had a difficult birth. Are there implications here for the government?
Well, obviously, depending on what the court decides, there could be implications for the government if the court finds in favour of Pa Daly and Paul Murphy. Then the government will have to very closely consider that judgment, and no doubt it could have implications for the way cabinet meetings are conducted. However, I would say that the most likely outcome today, whatever the court says, will probably be maybe an appeal to the Supreme Court. Whether the two litigants win their cases or whether the government wins the case, I would expect that this would end up going to the Supreme Court, where probably we'll hear it further thrashed out.
Joe, thanks for that. Our political coverage editor, Joe McGrailey.